Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Is a new WWE Championship being revealed tonight? We'll talk about it. Plus, we've got a major update on AEW Fight Forever for Friday, June the 2nd, 2023. My name is Tom Campbell, and this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Ladies and gentlemen of Lafayette, and everyone around the world, I give to you your new WWE Championship.
Oh my God. Tonight, Roman Reigns has his 1,000-day celebration. It was this past Saturday that Roman Reigns hit his 1,000-day mark as WWE Universal Champion. And despite all of that silliness that went on with Jimmy Uso, which I'm sure will be addressed, the small matter of a celebration of 1,000 days on top takes place on SmackDown tonight. And Fightful Select say there could be a very special centerpiece during tonight's celebration. We are told there were memos that mentioned new WWE Universal Championship on it. There is set to be a podium where the new WWE Universal Championship would be unveiled to the world. We are told that the presentation was mentioned as resembling when The Rock unveiled the new WWE Championship back in 2013. So this would give us some indicators as to the future of the WWE title. Now, Roman Reigns has held the WWE title and the Universal title at the same time. He's been an undisputed champion. Now, with the World Heavyweight title beginning its lineage on Monday Night Raw, he is no longer an undisputed WWE champion. So therefore, it seems as if this is the direction that we are heading in, the WWE Championship lineage will be folded in to that of the WWE Universal Championship. Something that I think a lot of long-standing wrestling fans may take exception to, but I do get it. I do completely get why you would merge the two at this point and go with Universal Champion. There is something quite clean about having a World Champion and a Universal Champion, as opposed to a World Champion and a WWE Champion, if you see what I mean. It feels cleaner this way. And that's me without my old wrestling fan head on, who obviously would take great exception to the Universal title taking ownership essentially of the WWE title and all the lineage that comes from that. Do kind of get it though. We'll find out tonight on SmackDown if that is the case, and if the Tribal Chief is getting himself a brand new bit of hardware for just the one shoulder going forward.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
AEW Fight Forever introduces Matt Hardy. And another Matt Hardy.
Broken Matt, I knew you'd come.
You obsolete mule, that's my line.
Did you know the only way to play as me for free on day one is to pre-order AEW Fight Forever? But you must ask yourself, which me shall it be?
Pre-order AEW Fight Forever today. It's the only way to play as Matt Hardy or Matt Hardy. Order now.
Delete.
Right, let's talk AEW Fight Forever, shall we? It is here this month, years in the making for Fight Forever, and we're now starting to see more details about the game than ever, as numerous very noteworthy YouTube gamers went online yesterday and shared video footage of them playing the game during Double or Nothing weekend. And we can get a better picture now of what we can expect from the game. We'll get into the game itself in just a moment. But another revelation for Fight Forever is the DLC schedule. So it looks as if this is going to be one AEW game for many years that will be constantly updated. They already have the first 4 DLC packs ready to go. You have the Matt Hardy pack, which contains Matt Hardy and Broken Matt Hardy as playable characters. That's going to be free for anyone who has pre-ordered the game. Coming up after that, we have the Hookhausen Very Handsome, Very Evil pack, which will give you access to Hook and Danhausen. Shame that Hook isn't already in the initial roster. That would be what this suggests, but you'll get him in time. The FTR Revival pack, Dax Harwood and Cash Wheeler are in the game as well, and there'll be a special pack later down the road. And the Limitless Bunny Bundle. Strange combo of Keith Lee and the Bunny as playable characters in their own DLC pack. The Limitless Bunny Bundle. I like it. They should be a tag team. Both the FTR Revival and Limitless Bunny Bundles are also including additional mini-games to add to the existing selection of mini-games that you can play within Fight Forever. These include Join Us, Death Race X, MJF Car Thrash, and Sloth Sling. And believe me, we have our legal team on it when it comes to a DLC minigame called Join Us. We don't. That's a little joke there. We've had some looks at the AEW Fight Forever gameplay over the last 24 hours, more so than we ever have. And some notes have come from IGN as well, who have a real hands-on feel with it over the weekend. Unique character feels are a big part of this experience for Fight Forever. IGN praising how all the playable characters in Fight Forever have a very different feel to them, more in line with their real life counterparts, saying that sometimes with wrestling games you can get a lot of characters that just feel like they wrestle the same, whereas everybody feels a bit different here, and everybody's got little tweaks to their controls that make them special. MJF, for example, doesn't have a quick evade command, but instead he'll go down on his knees and beg before landing a cheap shot. You have the option to use a cheap attack or a roll-up or something from that, which is very MJF. Also, According to IGN, if you click the right stick while you're playing as Orange Cassidy, he wrestles with his hands in his pockets, which gives you a whole different set of moves that you can use. I like the attention to detail. I really, really do. In terms of match types, well, YouTuber Macho T was one of those who uploaded a video yesterday that ran through the main menu of Fight Forever and revealed all the match types. Your usual suspects are there, your singles, your tag, your three-way, your four-way. The lights out match is in there, ladder match, exploding barbed wire death match, and casino battle royale all making the cut. You also have access to the mini games. Now, these are a big part of AEW Fight Forever's experience. It's sort of off the wrestling beaten track, sort of very quick, easy to play party style games featuring the AEW characters. One of them is like a shooting range, which sees you firing stuff into the back of a stadium. There is a dancing game akin to Dance Dance Revolution. A whole selection of weird and wonderful mini games that you can use, you can play alongside the standard wrestling game as well. Within the game as well, there is a career mode, and Fight Forever has a very expansive Road to the Elite story mode. Your journey changing depending on whether you win or lose. We've made all these comparisons to WWF No Mercy in the build-up to the release of Fight Forever, and this very much feels like the Road to WrestleMania story that you ran in No Mercy, where not necessarily winning or losing, you didn't have to win every match in order to finish the story mode. If you lost, you'd veer into a different path, which offers multiple alternative endings. IGN reveals that the career mode starts with you getting a phone call from Tony Khan and an offer to appear at Double or Nothing, and then the story shapes your trajectory from there. There's a mixture of in-game cutscenes and live-action video packages throughout it as well, and IGN also adds, in between matches, you can choose how you spend your time to upgrade your character. Working out expends energy but grants you skill points so you can take your character to the gym. Working harder workouts needs more energy, comes with a higher risk of injury, but you can get more skills from it. You could play a mini game, you could try and win some money or skills points. We'll talk about the money in a moment. Or, and I love this, you could do a press conference to boost your energy and momentum. Mash A to eat Mindy's muffins. Mash B to subpoena old Marsha. Make that a thing. They won't. But there's the in-game currency is used to unlock stuff within the game in the AEW store, which is not unfamiliar, again, to the SmackDown Mall from WWF No Mercy. Inside the store, you can buy wrestlers, you can buy moves and taunts, ring gears, new arenas, new mini games. Macho T, in his video, which I watched, reveals two of the wrestlers that you can buy in the AEW shop are Paul White and Aubrey Edwards. No doubt there will be more. I watched a wonderful video from YouTuber Pulse. He, along with BDE, New Legacy Inc., and Denkops, all had a four-way match where they just wanted to find out what weapons are on offer during a standard match in AEW Fight Forever. So therefore, we got an idea of most of, if not all of, the weapons that you can use in Fight Forever. These include chairs, tables, ladders, a bottle of bubbly. There's a barbed wire baseball bat. There's a barbed wire mop. There's a lacrosse stick, a tennis racket, a crowbar, fire extinguisher, exploding gas canister, a wet floor sign, a traffic cone, a trash can lid, pizza box, Singapore cane, a tyre, and I think the best one of all, Darby Allin's skateboard. By now, you may have seen videos doing the rounds of wrestlers jumping on Darby Allin's skateboard. You can ride around on the skateboard and use it in attacks as well. You can use it as a weapon against your opponents, doing flying attacks like you're some sort of Tony Hawk. I ain't mad. It's a great little feature. What we're learning from this is that AEW Fight Forever is a very different kettle of fish when it comes to a wrestling game to WWE 2K23. 2K23 focuses more on the sports entertainment simulation, whereas this is more of a bit of an arcade style romp, as we've seen from the clips. It seems like it's going that way. So if you didn't enjoy WWE 2K23, chances are you're going to love the bones off of AEW Fight Forever. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel later today is a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast. It is Matthew, it is Jack, it is Ross talking about a massive weekend in wrestling. I reckon we'll go about 4 hours on this one, just a heads up. A brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown Review is on your podcast feed over the weekend as well. Matthew, Greg and I going through every episode of SmackDown from its beginning to our bitter end or theirs. And we are on the go-home show for Survivor Series 2001. It is the final episode of SmackDown featuring the Alliance. End of an era. End of an era. Join us on the podcast feed for that one. And you can watch it if you're a Patreon at patreon.com/cultaholic. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, check out cultaholic.com. I will speak to you on Monday. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.